Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It was headed in the right direction when E.J. Manuel returned to the practice field on Sunday, and now they are all in with their top draft choice at quarterback, naming him the starter for Sunday's season opener against the Patriots. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, we kind of saw it heading in this direction. Manuel getting limited practice reps on Sunday and then full work on Monday.
Yeah, it's been headed in the right direction for the last several days. E.J. Manuel, he becomes the first pro rookie to start a season at quarterback for the Bills since Joe Ferguson did it 40 years ago. He got the green light from head coach Doug Marrone today, who said Manuel is 110% healthy.
When he first came back, you know, I was like, wow, he looks pretty good, you know. And then the thing was not to be, you know, to be smart about it, you know, and bringing him back. And I think that, you know, EJ and the trainers and the doctors did a really, you know, they did a very good job. So, you know, when it started to move up, yeah, I started to feel that this was the way we were going. But in the back of your mind, you know, we have a responsibility for who we put out there. So, you know, what I was trying to make sure of is that putting him back out there, was there any chance of, you know, it to get worse, meaning that, you know, he's not 110%. So, you know, once that was taken out of the equation and he's out there, I feel very comfortable with that decision.
I felt like I would be good to go a few days ago as far as my knee. But other than that, I mean, mentally, if I had the chance to go out and play, I'd be ready for it.
If you ask E.J. Manuel's teammates, they say their quarterback is more than ready to start the season, and it's not just his demeanor. Manuel brings an impressive physical skill set to the table, mobility, and a strong arm, the chief assets there, skills the Bills haven't had at quarterback in quite some time.
That arm is going to get us places. You know, his legs will get us places. You know, his mind, but just him as a whole is a difference maker for the Buffalo Bills.
They definitely have to account for his running ability. You know, he's a very athletic guy. He can throw it, so you know, it's definitely a different dimension when he's back there.
E.J. Manuel spent the last 2 weeks of preseason on the shelf after injuring his knee in the preseason game against Minnesota, but he did not waste those 2 weeks. He got a perspective on the offense from the coach's side as he spent time in the meeting room and in the coach's box, in the press box, watching coordinator Nathaniel Hackett call the plays against Detroit.
He was able to, you know, see things from a different perspective. He was also, you know, during the game where we didn't have him on the sideline, you know, we had him up in the booth, up in the box. So I think he can see what, you know, actually we're seeing out there. And it was interesting because, you know, we discussed, you know, this is a pretty good way to train a young guy, you know, so he can see what everybody else is seeing. So when he gets fed the information, you know, he knows, okay, yeah, this is what the coach is seeing up there.
I think I have a true coach's perspective because it's, you really have no control over what's going up or what's going on the field, let alone not even being down there. So it was tough to watch, especially because we weren't playing well.
He's only a rookie. It's his first NFL game, and he missed the last 2 weeks of the preseason. But head coach Doug Marrone is not lowering his expectations for his starting quarterback.
I'd be lying if I'm standing here saying that, you know, I don't expect him to do great things. I mean, that's why he's out there along with the other 11 players.
For myself, I expect greatness all the time. I know this is my first NFL game, but I'm not going to look at it like that. I'm looking at it as the Buffalo Bills 2013 season, the first game of that. So we got to go out there and play hard and execute our offense and know the defense to do their job too.
The Wednesday news was not all about quarterback E.J. Manuel. It was also the first day in the practice field for the two newest Buffalo Bills, kicker Dan Carpenter and safety Jim Leonard. Leonard goes back to the team where he started his NFL career, and he's back playing in Mike Patton's defense, which he played for 3 years with the New York Jets.
It's going to help a lot. Playing in the system for 4 years is going to help, one, with my learning curve, and hopefully be able to help teach some of the younger guys. It's a young room as the DBs, and you know, hopefully I can come in and provide a little value as far as, one, how I play, and then, two, how I can communicate and you know, kind of work through the, you know, the nuances of the system.
And newly signed kicker Dan Carpenter hit the practice field for the first time with his new teammates on Wednesday. Head coach Doug Marrone said rookie kicker Dustin Hopkins is not expected to miss too much time with his groin injury, but he will not play in Sunday's season opener, leaving all the kicking duties to Carpenter. Carpenter spent his first day of practice getting used to the conditions here in Orchard Park.
We went over there real quick, did a little warm-up over there. It's a nice Buffalo breezy day, so got some kicks over there. You know, obviously I played here Just trying to count the times. I think it's four times. One year up in Toronto. So, I'm familiar with it. And it was just good to get back out there again today.
Well, Jim Leonard told us he got a decent amount of reps in his first day on the practice field since signing with the Bills earlier this week. There is a possibility Jarris Byrd might play, but he was only limited in practice here on Wednesday as he still deals with that nagging foot problem.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think the Manuel announcement today, Chris, really gave a shot in the arm to this franchise, to the team, and even outside the walls of One Bills Drive. I mean, let's face it, Manuel physically has everything you want in a quarterback. And CJ and Stevie Johnson talked about that. And I think it was interesting that CJ Spiller talked about how he and Fred Jackson intend on doing two things to help Manuel run. One, running the ball and making sure they run the ball effectively against New England. And number two, making sure he's cool and calm in the huddle. There's not a problem with that, but they are on guard knowing this is his first NFL start.
And it is going to be tough to run the ball as the Patriots have added Tommy Kelly to their defensive front. Him and Vince Wilfork alongside one another is going to be a pretty big task for Buffalo's offensive line. The Bills are back on the practice field on Thursday for an 11:30 practice. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup presented by ECMC.